turn a nixon eagle, I would have thought. Tam alayim, and therefore the pasuk says no. Kochi yosel l'shor echad. This is the way you have to do for shor echad. And the pshat is we always say that shor ben yomai kor shor. Because a shor an ox, even if it's one day old, it's already called an ox. You don't have different names for an ox. A shor is called a shor even one day old. That's this pasuk that kochi yosel l'shor echad. Any type of a shor has the same type of nesachim. Whether it's old or young, you have the same nesachim. Oily aisle, then the pasuk says oily aisle, or else for a rim, is lama nema. What's the pasuk got to say an aisle for? An aisle or rim is a 2-year-old male or a limb. Is shoyim adin, I would think. In matzino chilek ben nichse ben shana le nichse ben shnasayim. There's a difference between a rim and a limb. A 1-year-old, the keves, has one halacha of nesachim, and an aisle, a 2-year-old, has a different halacha, a different type of nesachim you have to bring. So I would have thought, maybe when the aisle grows older, an aisle is a 2-year-old sheep. Maybe when it comes 3 years old, maybe it'll have different halachas also. No, once it becomes an aisle, once it's 2 years old, it's 13 months old, in the second year, no matter how old it grows, it always has the same nesachim. There's only a difference between a keves and an aisle. But once you have the degree of an aisle, you're 13 months old, you always stay the same. That's oil aisle echad. You always have the same halacha. Then the pasuk says, "Oil is seir b'kvosim." Relative to limb, kvosim usually means the limbs. Is lama nema? What's the pasuk have to say b'kvosim for? Shoyi b'din, I would have thought. In mitzano shechilik ben nichse keves and nichse ayil. The Torah made a chilik between a lamb and a ram. Between a male lamb, 1 year old is called a lamb, and 2 year old is called a ram. That is dafkamina. Is lakach nechlok ben nichse kisvul and nichse rochel? I would have thought by a female lamb would be the same halacha. A kivsa is a 1-year-old lamb, female, and a rochel is a 2-year-old female lamb. So I would have thought also there's a difference. Just like by a male, there's a difference between a keves and an ayol. Who are then by a female, there should be a difference between a kisva and a rochel. Talmud leim no, or leseba kvosim. Or the seba kvosim. That all types of kvosim as females have the same halacha. They have the same type of nesachim. Whether it's a 1-year-old, you're a kisva. Whether you're 2 years old, a rochel, you have the same halachas. Oy beizim, then the pasuk says oy beizim. Lama nem, what does that have to say the pasuk oy beizim for? Shoye b'din, I would have thought. In matzano shechilek, de nichse keves, de nichse ayil. There's a difference between a lamb, and between a 1-year-old lamb and a 2-year-old ayil, or rim. Lekach nechlek, de nichse gdi, de nichse taish. I would have thought by gdi and by goats, there should also be a difference between a 1-year-old. A gdi is a 1-year-old goat. And a tayish is a 2-year-old goat, a male goat. I would think there's a difference in the sochim. Talmud Lema, the pasuk says, "Oy beizim." No, beizim goats all have the same halacha. Is hekish katan shevizim legadol shevatayoshim? A small kid and an older tayish had the same halacha. Mazeh b'shloish lugim, just like an old one has shloish lugim. Azeh b'shloish lugim. Who adim the young one also has shloish lugim. There's no difference. So the kids, those are the chalukim. That all Ezim, all goats have the same halacha, shloshes lugim. And all rochel, the female lambs have the same halacha. The only difference is between a male lamb, between a keves and a male, there's a difference. Between a 1-year-old and a 2-year-old, there's a difference in the nesachim. Right, the b'shem hayin kosef. We say now when they gave out the chasamas, the passes, used to write down the day of the pass when I gave it out. And why? B'shem haramayim, we didn't want the people to steal. The Gemara says, hadza b'yatzmachor, think into it, what's going to be, shezayig oisi hayoyim. That means, if the guy's going to hide the choysim until the next day of the week, and the havim in there is, all you write is, yoyim rishon. Write down today, Sunday, that's all. So the guy lost it today, so true, the rabbi, when he finds it tomorrow, won't be able to use it tomorrow. But all he has to do is wait till next Sunday and use it next week. So what do we gain? He'll hide it, they'll hide it till the next day comes, till the next Sunday comes. And the Gemara was more than just on the day of the week. Shay mishmer hoya kosovolov. It said exactly which mishmer it was. For the Gemara, hagobi yatzmachosh zayi goyser mishmer. Good, so they'll wait till next week till the same mishmer comes. They wait for the next mishmer to come. So what's so they could wait in the Ramay also? And the Gemara name shem hayoyim, shem Shabbos, shem chodesh hoya kosovolayim. Had a few things on it. The day of the week, the month, and a few things on it. And I feel the right to lazayi goy mitzuy lazayi. Until you're going to wait till it comes the exact same month, it'll be next year or half a year from now, so long we're not afraid you'll hide it until you'll hide it until then. So the Rambam won't be able to use this again. You get the exact same date of the week and the month, It takes a long time till it comes up again. And the same Nishmer, so it's not so Shchiach Aram, I should wait so long, then we're not afraid. So the Mishnah. Shtei Lishchoi Soye Bamigdash. When you used to have a Lishcha to collect the money, to collect the Tzedakah, there were like two different Lishchois. Achas Lishchosh Chashoyim, one was a quiet Lishcha, so we'll see what that means. They used to give money to Seifer. The Achas Lishcha Sakedim. One was the Lishcha, the people used to bring all type of utensils they wanted to give for Tzedakah, they used to bring it there. Now Lishchas Chashoyim, the quiet Lishcha, is Yerechet Noisnim Besoichoy, the Chashoyim. The Yerechet people, Tzedikim, used to bring the money there and put it there quietly, privately. And Choshev Aniyim, poor people, used to come and take from that, and they were Zecha, the Tzedikim, that their money should be used for Aniyim B'nei Toivim. They also came privately. The Seisah, nobody knew about it, and that's the way to give Tzedakah. The Seisah, that people should know about it. Lishcha Sakelim, what about the Lishcha that used to put the Kelim in there? That means, call me Shum Isnadiv Kli. Whoever wanted to give a Kelim to the Beis HaMikdash, is Zorkel Atoichai. They would throw it into this Lishcha. The Achas L'Shloishim Yoyim, once in 30 days, HaGizborim Poischin Oisai. The Gizborim will come and open up the Lishcha. Now, the whole Kli Shemotsu Bor Tzorchai Ben HaGabayis, any Kli that they could use for the Beis HaMikdash itself, for the Tzorchai Ben HaGabayis, they used to use it. Manichin Oisai. Vashar, any other kale they gave a fan, they gave different things they can't use for the Beis HaMikdash, is Nimkorim, used to sell it, or Dumeya Noifim Lebed HaGabayis. And with the money they used to use to buy things for the Bet HaGabayis, that's what they would do with it. The kids said they have two different types of kupis, they give the stucker in. The more Rav Yaakov Baridi, Rav Yitzchok Bar Nachman, have a parnasim. They were the two mamunas, they used to take care to a Gabay stucker they were. They took care to collect the money for stucker. To have a yoivin of Rav Chama, avuyin of Rav Yoshia, dinner. They used to give to Rav Chama, avuyin of a dinner. Vuyoyiv lechunin. And he would give it to other people. So he used to do it like privately, he would give it out to other people. Like he says here, the Kornedah. Vuyoyiv lecherim, sheyaniyim izbayishin lekabo meagabai. It was a busha for the niyim to have to go to the gabai to receive money, so the gabai used to give it to other people. And other people like privately would give it to the niyim, not to revise them. Rav Zechariah Chasted Reb Levi, Haya, and Hakol Malizin Alav. Reb Levi's, Reb Zechariah was the Chasted, was the son-in-law of Reb Levi. So Haya called Malizin Alav. Everybody used to speak about him. What did they say? Armor. They said about him, the late Sarach Bunasif. He's not such a poor person. He doesn't need the money, and still he took it. So they spoke bad about him. Min the Domuch, when he was found in Iftar, Babkin, they checked out. Did it talk the truth that he stole the money from Tzedakah? They took money and didn't need it. The Ashkechim, he found out that he used to give that money to other people. In other words, true, he was taka rich, he didn't need the money for himself. He took tzedakah, it wasn't money for himself, but he gave the money out to other people. Because he was a tzaddik, he wasn't a Russian. Rabbi Yechinon Bar Popa, have a maflig mitzvah balayla. He used to give out mitzvah balayla. It's interesting, they say whenever it says, Tam says a mitzvah in the Gemara, it means tzedakah. He was giving out tzedakah balayla. He gave out to Niyam at night time. It's not to Mavayish them. It's not to the Seisar. He used to give out the Tzedakah at night time. Chadzman, one time it happened, Pogebe Rav of the Ruchi. One time the head of the Ruchis, of the Shadim, met up with him. Omalei, Leikein Alfen Rebbe. What do you do in the streets? Didn't you learn out, didn't your Rebbe teach you? Leisas the Gvul Reyecho. And that's supposed to go to Gvul, into somebody else's property. And at night time is the time for the Mazikim to go out. So what are you doing in the streets at night? Is Omalei answered back to him. Well, like King Siv, doesn't another person say, Martin v'seis yichapaf. If you give tzedakah v'seis it privately, it'll take away the anger. In other words, this chutz, I'm giving tzedakah, it's a tremendous chutz. Is they have a mistafi yiminei, so the mazik, the shayv here, got afraid of him, got scared, the yorak min kumin, and ran away from him. She didn't bother him anymore. As if it's chutz, he was doing the tzedakah, he didn't bother him. Omer Rebbe Yoina, Ashrei noisin ladal en ksiv. The person doesn't say good is to the person that gives tzedakah. Elo ashrei maskilo dal. A person who gives it out with seichel means zeshu mistakel b'mitzvah heklas loisin. He thinks good how to do the mitzvah tzedakah. In other words, to give it the seichel privately, not to be mevayish the yoni. Or else we'll soon see nacha meister. But while he thinks how to give the yoni the poor person money. Keitzah, what's an example? Hoya Rebbe Yoina oisa. What did Rebbe Yoina used to do? Shkeshoya roya oni ben toivim. He saw a good choshev oni.
She yored min chaser. He lost all his money. He was going broke. Hayayimalei tells her yored like this. Vini, v'shvil shashamati shenoth l'chol Yerusha m'akam acher. I just heard the news that you can get a big Yerusha. Somebody from Mishpacha died the other side of the ocean, and in a few months from now you'll get a lot of money. Is a name of toil v'yad pareyam. Go take money right now, lend you money right now, and later on you pay me. So Maisa, the guy never died, there's never such a thing as Yerusha. Stam, he wanted the Yoni to take money. So he knew if I'd Stam go to the Yoni and say, take my money, he wouldn't take it. So he made up a story to say, listen, you're going to get money soon anyway. So all I want to do is just borrow you, lend you the money right now. So I mean, the heavy Nosiv, when the Yoni took the money, heavy Yomalai afterwards, he would tell him, Matoni Lecho, you know, I'm going to give you for a present. And Vice says, once the Yoni had the money in his hands already, then the Yoni kept it. But Matil, if he would have went to the Matriani and say, take it, he wouldn't have taken it. But he did this b'chokh, that's Ashrei Maskil Eldal. You have to have seichel to know how to give it to Eldal. Chiyah bar Ado is heve sovin b'yomehin. There used to be old people in his times that man deve yoyiv lu mi bein reishos l'tzuma. If somebody would give these older people tzedakah between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, tzuma rabah heve nasvin. They would receive it, they would take it. Min bosa kein loy heve nasvin. But after Yom Kippur, they wouldn't receive the money anymore. Amrin, they said, the Shasa Gabon, it came the new year already. In other words, they say the Pshat is, because always says that, it's Nigzu on you. And Yom Kippur, Vais says, it's Oiskapas, even though Gemara says Rosh Hashanah. But it's Oiskapas, not Rosh Hashanah, and Vais says, in between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, you don't have the Gzar Din yet, but after Yom Kippur, for sure, it's Oiskapas, because the Gzar Din, how much money you can have in the Shemayim. So then they figure we don't have to take any more money anymore, because the Oiskapas is already. Mashenkin, between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, that's the Gzar Din wasn't Chal yet, so at this time they took Tzedakah. But after that they wouldn't take any Tzedakah, because they thought that the kids will learn Panasos in the Shemayim. Yeah. That's what the Tatan Tam also let that. Yeah. That after Yom Kippur they didn't want to take it. Right. Nechemya is Shichin, Togebe Yerushalmi Yechad. Nechem, he was the one who used to dig the holes to make sure there's water for the Bnei Yerushalmi. He used to give out the water to people. It's Pogge Bei Yerushalmi Yechid. One person from Yerushalayim met up with him. Omalei Zachei Yimi Chodat Hanagosis. Like, he was a poor person. He said, please give me money, I give me stock. I want to buy chicken, I want to eat chicken. Is Omalei, Nechem, he told the person, Holocho to Misa the Kupit. I'll give you something that you can buy yourself meat with. I'll give you a matbe, I gave you a coin. Tumis is a type of a coin. The kupit, go and buy yourself meat. The zogin kupit, the yochel amis. This oni now took the money, listened to him, and bought meat. And vice versa, Shino Haves, he wasn't used to eating meat. He only used to eat chicken. That was the first time in his life he ate meat. And he ate the meat and he died from it. The vitzovach, young people, he was screaming and saying, Voyu vesoftu laruge shal nechemya. Go to the people that was killed, go to this person, to the hespit that was killed from nechemya. Because it was his fault that he was killed. He made a shino, he should have given him money for a tana girl, what he wanted. Because if he would have given him the chicken, he wouldn't have died. The famous ma'isam, Nochem ish gamzu, hoye moylech doiroin lebeit chomev. One time he was bringing a present to a shver to his father-in-law's house. And while he was taking the present to his father-in-law's house, poge bei mukashchin, anoni a mukashchin, a person that has leprosy, met up with him. Echot Omalei, he told him, the Oni told Nochem Ish Gamzu, Zachei mi, mimad yifkaboch. Give me some money, something that you have, give me tzedakah. I'm a poor person, I need money. Is Omalei, he said, Mechse chozer, when I come back home, then I'll give it to you. Like now I'm on my way, so when I come back home, then I'll give it to you. That's the way the Yerushalmi learns Pshat. In Bavli, the Maitre was, he just took his time to give it to him. He didn't say this. In the Bavli, the Gemara says there, like, he says, okay, let me give me a second till I get the food. Here is the biggest chiddush. Here it says that he said, "Nechse chaza, wait till I come back, then I'll give it to you." Next, when I come back, I'll give it to you. Chaza, when Nochem Ish Gamzu came back, when he came back and was given the present to his father-in-law, he found that this poor person died already. He was starving from hunger, and by the time he came back, he died already. So Nochem Ish Gamzu said about his own eyes. He pointed to his eyes and said, "The chamina v'loyas v'lecho yistamun." That you, my eyes, didn't have enough rachmanis upon this poor person, they should become blind. Yodai my hands, the leiposhto neitan lecho, that didn't put out my hand to give you this oni my food, yiskaton should be chopped off. Raglayo my feet, the leirota lemeitan lecho, didn't run to give you tzedakah, yisavrum should be broken. Matzis came, and that's what happened to him. That was the mindset of Nochem Ish Gamzu. The Gemara in Bavli also goes on, even more things happened to him. His whole body became mukashchin also, his whole body became feferlich. Some of the Russians say the pshat was that Yonachim Ishganzu was such a big tzaddik, he wanted to have midas adin. This is what midas adin is. If you do any little thing wrong, for that you deserve of midas adin a terrible einish for it. Among we don't see this einish because we're mispalol, we're not that madrig of midas adin, we always want midas arachimim. But of midas adin, this is what you deserve for. By the solak l'gabei Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva went to visit Nochem Ishganzu. Omalei oili shani roya oischa bekach. Like, oi vei, that I see you with such yisurim, without hands, without feet, blind. Omalei, Nochem Ishganzu answered back. Oili shena ni roya oischa bekach. Oi vei, that I don't see you like this. You, Rabbi Yechidin, Rabbi Kiva. In other words, it's a good thing to have yisurim. Like, what's wrong with yisurim? Is Omalei mayat mekaloni? So the Kiva says to Nochem Ishganzu, what kind of clothing are you giving me? Omalei, omayat mevotim yisurim. What are you talking so bad about yisurim? It's a good fact to have yisurim. Rabbi Yoshiya Rabba, have a Rabba de Bray. Rabbi Yoshiya Rabba, have a Rabba de Bray, he was the Rebbe of his son. Rabbi Yoshiya Rabba, have a Rabba de Bray, chad saginura. One time he had a blind person teaching his son. Rabbi Yolif, ochlimei. And every time he used to eat with him, he used to have a malama to teach his son that was blind, and every day he used to eat with this malama every day. Rabbi Yalif, he was rugged, echolimei b'chol yoyim. Every day he used to eat with him. Chadzman, one time it happened, heavily orchin. Rabbi Yishiya had a guest by his house. Leimotem echolimei. When he had his guest there, he didn't call the malama, he didn't eat with him. But Ramsha, at night time, Solag l'gabes, Rabbi Yishiya felt bad, and went to malama and told him, Omalei, lo yichas maralai, don't be angry at me. Begin the heavenly urchin yoyim adain, because I had some guests today, the armiter, I said to myself, la livzum, the yikarid demari yoyim adain. Like, I didn't want you to be embarrassed today, like, you're blind, if you'd come in to be with the other, with the guest, maybe you'd be embarrassed. So that's why I didn't call you in today. Begin kain, lo yachilta simari yoyim adain. That's the reason why we didn't eat together today. In Zomalei, so the blind person, the blind malamit, said back, ato fayasto, you are mafayas me. That I could be seen, people see me, but I don't see. Is Dain the Chami, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I could see. That's not visible. Yikava piyusech, he should be mekabel yapiyus. No, this is like Lashon Bracha. The Malabe gave a bracha back to Rabbi Yishiya. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu should also be mekabel yapiyus. Is Omalei, hodim in olecho. So Rabbi Yishiya asked this blind Malabe, how do you know to give such a good bracha? Or Malay, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. I learned it from the Ma'aseh with Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov also. Oil chad the sagin on the crossing. A blind person once came in front of him. Leeway, a blind person came into a city. Yosef le Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov le Ramine. A blind oni came into the city to collect money. So Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov wanted to be mechabed the oni. Today that people will give him money. If everybody sees that Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov will be mechabed him, gives him honor, they'll give him stocker. So Rabbi Yaakov sat in back of him, Laramine, on the bottom of him, because he let him sit in front of him. If the Amrim, people should say, the Alule, the Heve Banash, Rabbah, La Yosla, Rabbah Ben Yaakov, Laramine. If not for the fact that this person is a great person, Rabbah Ben Yaakov wouldn't let him sit in front of him. Is Abdullah Panosa the Yaakov? Everybody gave this only a tremendous Panosa, gave him a tremendous amount of Stockholm. They thought it was a tremendous Chashma person. Is Omalun, so then the only said to Rabbah Ben Yaakov, my hochin, how come I'm getting so much money here? What's going on? I never got so much money before. Is Omrun Lay of Lazam and Yaakov Yosef Laramino? Because they told him, you should know Rav Lazam and Yaakov set him back to you. Vitzluyo Lay Hodislusa. And he said this, so now the blind person, Foshid, said this Lusa, said this Tzvila back. Ato Gemalto Chesed. You, Rav Lazam and Yaakov, did Chesed to me, Leminde Mishami. I'm a person that could see, that people see me. I'm seen for Leichami. I can't see. And you should be, blessed from the min dechami from a Kodesh Baruch Hu that sees, Leich Mishami is not seen. If Yigmo Yitu Chesed, he should give you back Chesed. This is the bracha by faith that the blind people give out. And a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's the opposite of me, should give you the bracha. Rabbi Choma Bar Chanina, Rabbi Yoshia, having Mitailan, the Elon, Kanishta the Lut. They were walking through the Beit Knesset of Lud. They were walking through the Shul in Lud. Beit Knesset of Lud. Omer Rabbi Choma Bar Chanina. Rabbi Choma Bar Chanina said to Rabbi Yishiya, "Kama moment shiku avaseinu kan? How much money, like a shmach, how much money our fathers put into this Beit Medrash? It looks so beautiful here. They have put a lot of money in there. They're saying the shmach, gvalta, they gave money for Beit Knesset. Omer Lay answered back, no. Kama nefoshes shiku avaseinu kan? How many nefoshes your fathers buried here? What does it mean? They didn't do such a good thing with the money. They could have done better things with the money. So Laihevi is B'nai Nash, the Yal of your Isam. They couldn't find a poor person who wants to learn Torah. And because the poor person didn't have a panasa, he had to stop learning and go make a panasa. You would have been better off giving your money to the poor people to sit and learn, and you would have had Torah learned. That he should have given the money better for learning Torah, that would have been a bigger chus. Rabbi Ovin Ovod Ilan Torayim. Rabbi Ovin went through the Sidra Rabba. He went through the gates of the city. He says, Rabbi Ovin Ovid means Elo, he made these things. Ovid Ilun Tarayu, the Sidra. He made these nice...